Cottage.
Whatever I can do to help.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, roll call, buddy.
Jasmine?
Here.
Karen?
Here.
Kyle? Absent. Jason?
Here.
And Rob? Absent. Okay.
All right, pledge allegiance. All right. Ready to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of the agenda. Motion to approve the agenda.
Do we have a second?
Aye.
If you.
Aye.
Jason, okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
All right. Approval of the minutes for April 2nd, 2026.
Aye. I wasn't there, but.
Can I get a motion to approve?
I motion to approve it.
Okay. And second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Got it.
Approval of minutes for April 9th, 2026.
Motion to approve.
Can I get a motion to
approve? April 9th.
Do we have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
All right. Approval of expenditures for April of 2026. Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll motion to approve.
Do we have a second? All in favor? Okay.
All right.
So, yeah.
Public comments, limit 5 minutes per person. Yes. Jim.
I have just a couple things. I'll try to make it brief.
Okay.
On my final meeting, Mike Scanlon had asked for, I believe, a special meeting. This was three months back. I apologize for the lapse in time. And something happened. I passed it on. I informed him I was no longer the board chair, and I passed it on. And when we had the meeting, there was no special meeting on the agenda. In section 3.4, it calls out all the requirements. I think what we should do in the future is anytime there's a new board member, they should get a book like I made up and gave it to Taryn. She got a copy. Deb made copies. I think every board member should get the binder book made up that has your articles, your bylaws, Rosenberg's rules.
Mm-hmm.
It has a couple pages for the rules by the county when you're gonna fill a new board member, whether you do or don't have a quorum. These are things that some of the Brown Act. These are rules, it should be automatic. It should be SOP. When someone is new on the board, they need this information. You're not supposed to rely on other people. As a board member, you need information so that you know what's going on. Nobody here, it's a small community, comes already knowing this stuff. It should be automatic.
So yes. Just so you know, Jim, I made them all books.
Mm-hmm.
From your book.
Thank you.
Yep.
Then secondly, another thing that I've had a few people talk to me in the past, I'm dredging up things from the past, please bear with me. Section 8.3 in your bylaws, and I'm not alleging anybody is not properly licensed or anyway, it says the fire chief hired by the general manager, a panel of professionals in the field shall interview all eligible applicants. Now we're gonna step back in time. When I was on the old board, one of the people hired by the district had a $1,000 limit, and they wrote a check for $3,000, and I had a huge attack. Ironically, it's only a few short months later, we have a whole new board. I was the chairman of the board, and Michael Jimenez comes to me as a fellow board member, and he's having a heart attack that Randy was hired, and he did not go before a panel of professionals. I had someone tell me, well, the two previous fire chiefs didn't do that either. So what I'm getting at is I felt cornered like a rat, and I said, we're so fortunate to have Randy. He's already making huge bounds of progress with the fire department. What am I supposed to do? I didn't know what to do. I did the political thing. I kind of looked the other way, and that was not the correct thing either. So it put me in a terrible spot. Really, I felt like a cornered rat. However, Michael Jimenez was correct. It says this in our bylaws. So where I'm going with this is, are they merely suggestions? Are they bylaws? However, so if we have something that is not working, I'm bringing this to the board's attention, perhaps you guys need to review this, amend it, change it, delete it. But this is, if something happens, accidents, you don't make an appointment for an accident, but if something unforeseen happened to Randy and we needed to get another fire chief, we'd be back in the saddle with this again. Also, something that came to my attention, and when I was on the board, some people brought up certifications and licensing. Is someone properly licensed to drive the vehicle? I have to tell you a short story. My daughter once, a long time ago, rear-ended some people in the turn lane. They had their wheels already turned, pushed them head-on traffic, three life flights later, $7 million lawsuit. My savings disappeared. I didn't know I was going to keep my house. If there were ever an accident and someone's licensing and insurance is not exactly how it's supposed to be, we're all friends here, but a lawsuit is not friendly. Mm-hmm. Lawyers and insurance companies are going to look for a way out. Where's the limits of the liability if things are not just right? Is there with Steve? Will they climb up to the board? I'm not on the board anymore. You guys are. Mm-hmm. Where's the limits of the liability? I was listed in a $7 million lawsuit. My daughter was driving a car. Her boyfriend's family car lot. Their $1 million bond disappeared in a poof of smoke. Okay. So I'm bringing this to your attention.
Okay. Thank
if
you for
ever
to
reviewed
attention.
Personnel okay. files or anything. The whole time I was on the board, we never even talked about this. I never even thought about
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
It's scary. And then
yeah.
I have one final thing.
Okay.
Well, very quick.
Please briefly.
Number three. Give me just a second here. Doing my best. Attendance at meetings, section 2.6. In the event a director fails to attend three consecutive meetings within a 12-month period, the remaining members of the board may request and or require the resignation of that director.
We're aware of that.
Yeah, so it is my suspicion, and I'm being polite, that someone is challenging and daring you to show some spine and do your job.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for your patience.
Can I just add one tiny input to that?
Yeah.
The bylaws say may.
Mm-hmm.
You may request.
It says you may.
You may. However, everybody should keep in mind that's an elected official. The board is, in truth, is powerless to forcibly remove another board. The other board member is an elected official.
Mm-hmm.
So you can ask.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the full extent of your.
And he is your second chair.
So.
You might want to make somebody else second chair.
That's all I have to say about that.
Because if you're not here, you know.
Mm-hmm. No, we can't.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I did.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Right. Does anybody else?
Kathy. I will be brief, and mine are purely suggestions. Just suggestions. And it's just for clarity, on your agendas, I think it would be good if your general manager water guy gave the water report as the water report.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the GM. The GM might have a separate report because there are natures of his GM job that are unrelated to his water job.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one would be on that, for the PACE grant, that should maybe be like a permanent look down there on the information items, so that all that pay stuff doesn't take up his water report. And that's only for clarity.
Okay.
And that was it. Those were suggestions.
All right.
Thank you,
Kathy. I appreciate that.
All right.
Sure. I'm John Kruger Hansen. I've been up here since 1992. I just want to thank you for sending out with a new billing and all that, sending out information for us that don't live up here.
Thank you.
It's very nice to get.
You're
welcome.
Really appreciate that feedback.
Posting things on Facebook.
Yes. Awesome. I love that. Okay. Anybody else have public comment? Going once, going twice. So, all right. We are moving.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. Oh. Hang on.
Hang on.
They'll start at half.
Oh, okay. Oh. Sorry. I would say that I'm soft-spoken, but anybody that truly knows me knows that that's a lie. So if anybody needs me to speak louder, just holler and say it, okay? All right. Water department report, please.
Our average production this month was 8,283 with a total production of 80,510 gallons. Our highest production day was 33,185 on April 8th. Tank levels are fine at 50%. We're maintaining our normal 32 to 52. Spring height is 23 inches. Biological samples have passed. Chlorine is averaging 0.2. We did a nitrogen test. It was reportable. It is in the, you can see it on the state website. So that was completed last month. All other state reports have been completed and submitted. There's no leaks out there this month, no meters. I'm still in the process of exercising valves and flushing hydrants. Then a noted needed repair or slash note period is the fire hydrant on Rainbow has always been in a precarious place, and I put a big old steel post in front of it to keep people from hitting it. Well, somebody managed to get around my post and hit it anyways. So it's leaning, but it's not leaking. So that is going to be my very first hydrant replacement. I'm working on all the other bits and pieces. All the other bits and pieces to put it together, and Westwood's going to help me make that happen. And then I'm going to put more pipes around it, and hopefully people will stop, you know, will not back into it.
Look at the guys on the hill with the tank.
Yeah. We could get some big ones.
We have five overdues, and that's pretty. Oh, hang on. Power outages. We had three power outages this month, and the generator ran fine all the three times. Turned on like it was supposed to, but I kept coming down and making sure because I didn't want to lose pressure. So that was another thing. And as far as the, we can get into the grant.
I would personally
like
an update on that.
Okay, awesome. Where we're sitting on the grant, we had to get another permit from Smarts.
Big surprise.
Yeah, I know, big surprise. I was like, man, I thought we were done with that part anyway. $500 and some change. But we'll get reimbursed. Smarts is a it's for stormwater runoff. So once they start working up here, if we have a big rainstorm, they gotta have the little worm things and all that good stuff. Well, hey, yeah, well, that's what it looked like to me, worm things. The 8-inch interconnection pipe from Westwood to the tank is in the ground, and it's getting ready to be tested. The tank people will be on site next week to start their prep and get their surveys and their stuff going. And they did not start on Highway 147 yet because all their paving equipment is on another job, so that's probably going to be another week or two. But they're shooting to put the pipe down 147, get that done.
Exciting.
It is very exciting. You already know we got all the trees down. I'm pestering them about getting those stumps out, but they
Hey, Steve, are they leaving that pipe in for the future in case something happens?
Absolutely. Yeah, that was the whole, the history on that interconnection tie, real quick for you, sir, is we had two options. When we rebuild our spring house, which it needs to be rebuilt, but that won't happen until next summer, they have to take it offline. Going to be offline approximately 3 months. So they said, well, you can do one of two things. You can truck water down here and give people bottled water. They get the numbers. They did. They did the numbers, the math, because it's all about the numbers. And then they did the numbers on the intertie. And the intertie was cheaper. And the state goes, well, that's a no-brainer. Okay, cool. So now we have an that will be an emergency intertie with Westwood. And there will be a diesel-powered pump so that we have to push water to Westwood. Because they can give it to us based on gravity. But if they need water from us for some emergency reason, we'll have to push it to them. So that's what's going on there as a whole. But yeah, it really benefits everybody to have that there. So that pipe's they dug it the whole 2,500 feet. It's in the ground. They're going to pressure test it, all that good stuff. But that's as far as they can get with that. And that's kind of where they're at right now. I guess in the next couple weeks, expect them to start digging on Highway 147. And it'll be bringing it down to the park here.
They got it all cut out on the road up there.
Yeah, so it's moving right along, actually.
It's moving quick.
Yeah. Has anybody got questions?
What size pipe?
Which one? The intertie is 8-inch. The intertie is 8-inch. And that the feed pipe from the tank down to here is 12.
That's okay. Just question, coming down the hill, at that Bear's property, your hydrant's got a big hose hooked up.
Yes, it does.
That's going that way.
We're supplying water to the construction site.
Wonderful.
That's part of the contract. Okay. It's in the contract that we will supply water for the construction site.
You got Mike
in the
back.
What's up, Mike?
I over there. Where is that intertie at?
What do you mean?
It's hidden.
Where's the
8-inch pipe? It's on the side of the road. It's right up the side of the road.
I know where the pipe is. Where are they going to tie into Westwood at? They graded everything really nice. That road is nice.
Right. You know where the telephone poles, the power lines go across? Yeah. It's there.
It's just past that point.
It's right. It's in that same clearing for the right of way.
Probably where those cones were, I think. I seen some cones and I thought, well, maybe it's there because it has, or the scar was a little bit more apparent, but. No, the road was nice.
Yeah, they did a really good job.
They graded that road.
They're doing great work. And they're using the airport, as for everyone to know, they're using the airport as their site for dropping material and such, and that's working really good. Huh?
It looked like they had some compaction issues in one spot over there.
At the very bottom?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. They had to pull some more out. Yeah, they had a soft spot.
Any other questions about that? No? Steve, anything else on your report?
No, that's pretty much it.
Perfect. All right. So, Mr. Meeks, fire department report, please.
Short and simple this month. We had two calls for the month. One was fire with staging. It was a mutual aid to Westwood. And then after staging, it canceled. And we had a medical. Staffing and training, we have 6 active personnel. Training, we did a medical Tuesday LZ training at Banner. We did a local drill. We went through both trucks, the bags for medical to include our AEDs, the maternity bag that we added, and the pediatric bag, and we went through them in detail. And that is with our new member who's EMT certified. Dave Carr.
Dave Carr.
Used to be with Chester.
Gotcha. Sorry for interrupting.
Standard inspections for the month on the apparatus and equipment. Nothing to report on grants or budget. Equipment, PPE were standard inspections. Nothing else really to report. Nothing on community engagement. Pretty much short and sweet.
Oh, got a
question. What is the status? I think Mr. Jimenez pointed out that you're not licensed to drive the fire truck, so what's the status on getting the chief licensed?
that's a personnel matter, number one. And number two, if you want to ask questions like that, what we've been doing, and Mr. Jimenez and both of them guys know, you can come ask me in the office, and I can give you an update on where we are with training and everything else.
Because as a follow-up to that question, I was going to suggest on the job description, you might want to add that as a requirement on the job description. Second question is, on the job description, I know that the fire chief, direct to you then, fire chief is number one, I know it's not one priority, but it's listed, is the fire chief would have 1 year to obtain the D1 license, water license. Mm-hmm. And it's been within 1 year. So now it's been 1 year and 1 month. So the question was, what was the status on obtaining the D1 water license?
Again, you can come in, talk to me about personnel matters in the office. Yeah, but come talk to me, Kathy.
Well, that's best.
Yes, come talk to me.
I like hanging out with y'all.
You know, and we can resolve these things at a low level. And then if you're not happy with my answers, then you can bring them to the board and say, I don't like Steve. All right. But we're trying to keep this that.
Any other questions for Fire? No? Is that the new report?
Yep.
Okay, information items. Need to set a date for budget 2026-27 workshop.
Yep. So you guys need to set a date so we can do a workshop to do our budget. And we need to have a public hearing at the next meeting to approve it. And for public comment.
I can tell you guys what was successful in the past when you think about it. We ended up very often, successfully, we would do like a Saturday or a Sunday meeting, you know, at 10 o'clock when everybody... It's an open public meeting.
Yes.
The public never came.
Yeah.
But it's an open meeting.
Yep. Does it
make you're more than welcome.
And it's not big.
No, it can be in whenever you want, whenever the three of you are available.
Yeah. Sure, that works fine.
It's a special meeting.
It's up to you guys.
I'm sorry, Kathy. I was looking at my calendar and I didn't even hear what you said about Saturday.
She suggested that she'd
send her I just know that
Saturday
was successful
Sunday,
in the past.
Which, we just all get
cool
together.
Idea for me.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, it's relatively informal. You get a chance to educate the board members, how the budget works.
How
Debbie brings in the limit calculations.
Probably the next few weeks.
The updates.
Okay. And if you guys
two,
need help.
This month, then. Yes.
Right
if
there,
we can.
She's a darn good budget maker.
I do appreciate your suggestion.
You know, you invite the fire chief, you invite the water.
Yeah.
We can invite you because you know.
She knows a lot about the budget.
It's
so,
Saturday
so
the 23rd is good for everybody. I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. The 23rd?
I'm good.
Just
Jason.
Jason was up.
I'll have to talk to Katie and then I'll let you know.
Okay.
So the district has a deadline to get the budget, the approved budget, into the county.
Yeah.
So when you did it like in April, May, that way you could bring it to the next maybe June or July.
That's why I'm thinking the 23rd.
And we got
them.
We always got them
into
the county on time, and they used to tell us routinely.
Okay.
We were like the only ones.
All right.
Thank you. So like what time do you think? Time-ish.
Sometime, 10:30?
Yeah.
Not too early, not too late?
Sounds fine. You're going to let me know, and then we'll talk to Kyle.
All right. We got Saturday the 23rd at 10:30 a.m.
That's April?
No, that's
May.
This month.
May. That would be May.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're in May.
We're going forward, Kathy.
Going backwards. We'll get you on vacation.
10:30.
I would say 10:30.
Yes.
And I'll post it. I'll post it.
Awesome. Thank you. Okay. We are ready. Action items, public hearing. Proposed $25 a month water service availability fee for certain parcels. Receive public testimony and written protest. Consider adoption resolution 2026-06. So I will now open the public hearing on the proposed. It's okay. I will now open the public hearing on the proposed water service availability fee.
And what time is it on that?
It is 6:24.
Okay.
Now I'm going to give it over to the GM to explain.
The item before the board is a proposed water service availability fee applicable to certain parcels where water infrastructure is installed and maintained, but service is not currently in active use. This is a property-related fee under Article 8D, Section 6, of California Constitution. It is not a tax, and it is not an assessment. The purpose of these fees is to recover each parcel's proportionate share of fixed costs requiring to maintain water system infrastructure, operational readiness, and to provide service. These costs are regardless of whether the water is actively used and include system maintenance, repair, capability, administrative oversight, readiness to serve parcels where infrastructure is already in place. Parcels with installed infrastructure create ongoing obligations for the district to maintain system capacity and readiness to serve those parcels upon demand. The proposed $25 monthly amount reflects a reasonable allocation of these fixed ongoing costs attributed to such parcels. Written notice was mailed to the affected property owners more than 45 days in advance of this hearing in accordance with Proposition 218 requirements. The date that they were sent and put into posters was February 27th, 2026. The property owners were provided the opportunity to submit written protests. If a majority persists, if a majority protest exists, the proposal fee cannot be adopted. Staff recommends the board receive public comment considering any valid protests and proceed in accordance with Proposition 218 requirements. There you go.
You'll have a chance to ask questions. Okay. At this time, the board finds that notice of this hearing was properly given in accordance with Proposition 218, including mailing to affected property owners at least 45 days in advance, which we did. Written protests have been accepted prior to the close of this hearing. Each parcel is entitled to one protest. If written protests are received from a majority of affected parcels, the proposed fee cannot be adopted. Okay, we will now open the floor for public comment.
Can I ask a question now?
Mm-hmm.
How many parcels are there that are filled?
29.
And then how many parcels total?
In the system?
In the Clear Creek, yeah.
In the Clear Creek?
167.
167 plus 29.
167.
So my question is, if we have a written protest, is this the time to bring it forward?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So go on ahead.
Yes, please.
Do that.
Okay. We can keep the chick alive.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you. And I don't know if anybody needed one to fill out that they may not have had.
But there was writing on top of it.
Oh.
No, you can.
Is that okay?
Yeah, you can have it. Yeah.
Did anybody need one?
Does anybody else?
So did the notice go to only the affected parcels, not to
yes.
all? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Only the affected.
So I'm not sure if this would be the time to then make comment, or if you're going to ask for comments after.
No, this is the time for public comment.
Okay.
Yes.
So you want to go ahead and because you're the one who did most of the research.
Well, my name is Doug Spiker, and this is my wife, Kathy. We've been residents here in Clear Creek for more than 25 years,
mm-hmm.
including the vacant lot on Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like there's a little bit of information maybe missing for us. For example, what this would be a new fee. Why is it? I guess it's needed for availability of the system, but at the same time, who determined that this fee was needed, and
mm-hmm.
who determined the amount
mm-hmm.
per month is going to be needed?
Mm-hmm.
It's already been established, I guess, that there are about 5% of the lots that fees collected would amount to almost 10%
mm-hmm.
of the annual budget. So that part doesn't really make sense
mm-hmm.
as to why the fee is going to be $25 a month. Plus, there is a possibility that some of these lots, a lot can happen in 25 years or however long these lots have been in existence. And to impose a new fee now, some of these lots, because of certain issues, may never be able to be developed. For example, you know, inflation numbers maybe makes it not cost effective to develop the property. There are federal, state, and local regulations that could prohibit development of the property. There could be wetlands, there could be protected species that would not allow those lots to be developed. And yes, you're going to charge a monthly fee for that. There's other points in the letter that we submitted in the interest of time. But yeah, we're protesting this fee.
Okay, thank you.
There was one more behind you for a second.
I'm sorry, what?
Goes for both of us.
Okay.
So you know.
Thank you, Mike.
Can they have the services removed? I mean, instead of having to pay a $25 a month fee, the services be removed, cut off at the street, whatever. That way, that lot has no water.
We don't have a stub out or anything like that.
And say, we're going to stop to the
pipe goes by. The pipe goes by our property, and we have the opportunity to put into it, but there is no infrastructure that actually comes to our lot.
Who does,
where does
the pipe go?
Okay.
Is the pipe on your property?
Okay.
No.
Is it on right?
Can
is the
that
pipe
if
on
they
private
want me
property?
To.
Steve
can answer.
Has an answer for that. If we can.
Is the pipe on private property that they're talking about? Because if that pipe is on private property, they cannot tap into it.
Okay.
Same thing with the lighthouse at the corner over here. Mm-hmm. You cannot have a service on private property feeding another house. You cannot have a service in somebody's property. It either has to be on a property line or on their property.
Okay, thank you. Steve.
There is a public right-of-way, just like with power and phone and everything else.
It's not a public right-of-way on a
We do
property.
Have a public right-of-way down the street.
Yeah.
We have the valve box, which you're all very familiar with. And in these valve boxes is a 1-inch to a 1-inch T to a 3/4, and there's two curb stops, one for the property this way, one for the property this way. Okay? These curb stops exist. I've been in these boxes. Okay? Now, if a lot... So with that being said, that's where I'm running into problems. These are rotting. They're sitting there. There's no pipe hooked to them, and they're rotting. I've had to replace them. I can't just discontinue that person's service or take the pipe out because they're entitled to have it there. It was there. It's theirs.
Well,
so
they asked to have it removed.
Is that possible?
Then it's on the next property owner to have a water line.
Well, then that's
like
going to be a building permit. And I, honestly, I don't have a real good answer for that. It's, you know, other than,
well, I know it's a big
I think
deal.
That's.
When I worked at PG&E.
So, let me. Can I finish?
Yeah.
Can I? On any private property.
Talk
period.
One at a time, please. Let's
can I finish? So these are our boxes. We have that right away, and that's the way that you know. I've shown people like people have like a PVC connection to my valve. If that PVC pipe breaks, that's on them. If my valve fails, that's on me. If that T or like in Debbie and Randy and Sue Miller's instance, the water pipe underneath the road failed. So I had to pull a new line all the way over to the main and rehook them up. If an empty lot fails in that same manner, I still have to replace that lot. I still have to pull that line. I got really lucky that I could pull that line under the road without digging it up. Otherwise, it would have been more expensive. So
yeah, that's not what I was talking about.
So it's a cost. I can't just let it leak out on the ground.
I understand the whole cost of it. I was just saying private. They were saying that they don't have any pipe on the property. If you have no pipe on your property, then you
there is a curb stop on their property. I can show it to them.
Okay. Then that's fine.
See where it is. We've never seen it.
I just got to
a lot of people don't know they exist. And that's my problem. Is it? But that's not here nor there. Anything else? Is that a kind of makes sense?
John Kruger Hansen lived over in the upper corner of Spring Creek and Circle. We were the first ones to get a water meter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
when we develop.
Yeah, there's several of them out there.
Mm-hmm. So it's very common that the utilities charge whether there's a hookup, where there is a hookup, whether it's being used or not. It's happening all over where we our main residents in Southern in the Bay Area. Absolutely, they pay. Do you have a hookup fee?
Yes, we do.
Like a $10,000 hookup fee for somebody that wants to hook up when they build a new building?
No, it's so yes, we do, and it's $1,200.
Because I don't remember that we paid any hookup fee when we developed.
I wasn't here then, so. But it, yeah, it's in the Ampedex, you know, in our ordinance, and it's $1,200, and we supply the meter. And
that's very, very cheap.
Yeah.
My neighbor told me that he told her that she needs to get a building permit.
If you're going to hook up to any of these lots, yes, you have to have a building permit.
Okay,
absolutely.
She's not building, though, but she wanted to hook up her water, and you had told her, Sherry, the graphic, that
yeah.
she needed to get a building permit
mm-hmm.
in order for you to take out the water, and she had to remove 2 trees, which are on my property.
I don't necessarily say she has to remove those trees, but I will have to put a meter on it because it's required by law.
For her, yeah.
And she has to get a permit. Same thing as like if you get power, you know, the box has to have a permit, even if it's a temporary permit for the power, and the county comes, puts a sticker on it and says, yep, you're good to go. You can have this power, and then PG&E hooks onto it.
Okay, but if they're not building on the lot, they're going to leave it just grass.
Well, that's...
They need a building permit for that?
There's an install permit, yeah. I can get with the county for the exactness.
I was down at the building permit office talking to the guy about it, and he said, what is the lot? I said, yeah, he said, never heard of that. So
okay, well...
I have his card in my wallet at home. He said he'd come speak at your meeting to let everybody in the public know exactly... What's going on? So I was down.
That's fine. And if it doesn't require a permit, then it's $1,200 and a meter. Mm-hmm. I was just informed that it was. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I can bring you his card.
That's fine. That's not here. That's here nor there. It's, you know, it's still going to only be $1,200, and it's still only going to be a water meter, either irregardless.
How much for the permit, though? You know?
No, I don't. I'm not. That's not my job. That's not me. I don't do that.
Yeah, because they won't charge you for.
And if they don't, they don't.
Yeah, they don't. That's what you told me.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'll bring you the card.
That's fine.
All right. So, you're the water district, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Obviously, it's only the second thing I have to. You're the water district, so we're paying fees.
Correct.
How much do we pay a month?
$49, huh?
$29 and change, yeah.
All right.
I don't know how you can do it this
way. $98.44 every 2 months.
I know, that's why you just paid it.
$98.44.
So anyway, my question is, so what we pay, what do we get for, what services do you provide for us that would also go towards the empty lots? See what I'm saying? I think they want to know why they need to pay $25 a month. What services will they get?
A system, a water system.
A system. But how about if something happens to their lot, like a fire or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that come from your department?
So what do you mean? I'm not answering that question.
So does it, what am I asking? We talked about it.
There's a wildfire.
I'm not, yeah.
So
I'm not sure I understand the question. I'm sorry.
So the services district provides water and fire service.
Well,
no, these are two separate entities when it comes to money.
So do we also pay for fire service here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and your property taxes.
Okay, so that's what the individual, that's
the parcel tax.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Your system is built in 1940?
1955 is when they put this current system in.
So what they'll be getting for $25 a month is just...
Nothing.
A
water system.
The ability to hook up, and then for you to keep it
maintained.
Maintained.
But they have to hook it up.
Exactly, but that's $1,200, right?
Very reasonable.
It's super reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what else I'm trying to thought. So, how did you come up with $25?
We did the math on our hundred. We have a $100,000 budget for the year. That's staff and all that good stuff, everything. And hang on a second.
I should read this.
Existing curb stops and the access curb stops. Okay, the district reviewed the annual water. We reviewed the annual water only operating budget, just so everybody knows there are two separate budgets. Most people know that here, but we don't. That's bad news to, you know, do that. So his money's his. Where, you know, mine's mine. Yeah, that's you know. So I just want to let you know we only evaluated our budget. A fixed cost requiring to maintain a water system, keep service availability to parcels with the existing curb stops and immediate access regardless of monthly water consumption. No one's charged for water, by a gallon. Okay. The costs are currently borne primarily by active users. The proposed $25 monthly fee allocates only a partial share of these readiness costs to a service available blanket parcel.
So my question to the people who are opposing it, is it being charged, the idea of just being charged anything, or is it $25 a month too much?
Both. So okay. One is that's disproportionate. It ends up being about 8.5% of the total water budget for the year.
Yeah, because it's
and
like
that
half
is
of what we're paying.
Disproportionate to the amount that, and it's for water that we're not using. It's for a system that we're not actually using and that we may not ever use.
Right, but see, you don't know that you'll ever use it. And it's good for the ones who can pay for service for the maintaining of it, so in case you do need it,
yeah,
it's ready and available when you need it. So would you be willing to...
She's pointing to you.
I love being the mediator.
No, that's not my place to mediate like that. This is the proposal.
Okay.
If it's voted down, it's voted down,
okay.
That kind of thing.
So would you be willing to do a lower fee?
Well, that's not for me to negotiate.
I don't know that that's before the board.
Yeah, that's not for me to do that.
How would you that was never proposed to us.
Yeah, that's not option.
Had a percentage of protests, like this couple has protests. If
right.
we had a percentage of protests,
right.
then we would be forced to either amend it resend it,
okay.
and figure something else out.
Okay.
Is how that would work.
Plan B.
It would be the percentage of protests that we're hearing.
So how many people from the 29 parcels have protested? What's the percentage?
I don't
okay, that's part of the thing. Yeah, we.
Yeah. We haven't gotten to that.
We're right at the beginning of it. And,
yeah.
and
yeah.
it's good that we have verbal,
yep.
you know,
right.
that we're hearing it from the public right now.
Yeah,
but yeah, we're still bringing it in.
Right. What's your question?
So I have another question statement. Over the past several years, you have raised the fees for the water service. And so those of us that have properties here that have water service, we are now paying a higher fee in order to maintain it, whereas the property owners that don't have service, they don't pay anything.
Right.
And that's not fair to us that have properties that our fees keep going up to maintain the service,
and
which of course we need.
Right.
And
right.
the people that don't have service, they don't pay for it. That's not fair.
Right, because it's going to be maintained.
But
no matter
it has
what.
To be maintained.
It's going
to
be maintained no matter what, or else it's going to be the neighbors suffering and everything
right.
else. So
right. I don't know who was first back there.
You were.
But
it's still your turn.
It's still my turn.
who wrote the proposal? Who got together and wrote the proposal?
I did.
There was a committee.
Let me backtrack a little
yeah.
bit.
We did have a
water committee.
So
what was that called? Because my wife was on it.
How did you pick the people to help you?
They volunteered.
Okay.
We asked for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
There were community members involved and all that. We sat up there and we went over everything.
Yeah,
we
made sure
and all that. Fine tooth comb and then...
Yeah.
And then after all that, when we came up with this proposal, then it was submitted to our attorney for review for
okay.
appropriateness of Prop 218 and so forth and so on.
Right,
and,
right.
And
I
you
did
know.
Some Googling on this and said, wait a minute, this is a part of the whatever, greater scheme of things. But
mm-hmm.
if
yeah, well, yeah, that's,
asking
yeah.
them to pay 50% of what, even though we use it all the time, right?
Mm.
To me, that doesn't seem fair. I think they should pay something.
Well, yeah, that I can't. That's just the way it was designed.
My feeling is that if this gets voted down, then those of us that have properties, our fees are going to go up.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but I kind of agree with you as a property owner that, yes, that's a possibility, and the brunt to the actual people using it isn't fair either. Because it's infrastructure that's actually protecting everybody.
Exactly. But this with a system from 1950s. Yes.
Hey man, that's post World War II steel. That's some good stuff.
All right, we're gonna go ladies first here, then Mike, then Kelly. Sorry.
Yeah, so some of us are also property owners who are paying that fee. And yeah, when we first purchased our property here, it was 28 years ago. And I'm not talking about the lot, I'm talking about the house that we occupied. And so the fees have gone up, it's more than double, because I think that we used to pay, you know, like $28 for 2 months. And then incrementally the fees have gone up and up and up, and it's because of that failing infrastructure. And yeah, we totally get that. And we don't mind paying the 48 or something like that per month for the house that we occupy. But the $25 a month, which ends up being $300 a year, we feel is too high, and it is disproportionate. I know that that's not what's being debated here tonight, but if the amount was different and not such a high proportion compared to your annual budget, it ends up being about $84.77 a year. And us and all of the other property owners who do not have a hookup, who just have a lot, would be paying. We feel like that's, you know, 8.5% of your total budget. And that's disproportionate to the properties that are in town here, to your total budget. My other question is, though, you say that if you get a majority of people who are protesting, that the measure gets defeated. But is it a proportion of the property owners who have empty lots, or is it a proportion of the total residential?
Just empty lots. Just empty lots.
Because the other one's got the lip.
Right? Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. That's it. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I have.
My bad.
Mike,
you're like fourth. Steve, I think we had a little misunderstanding. Were you talking about the utility easement in front of the house where the boxes are?
No, I'm just talking about any easement for utilities. We have an easement from our main to that box.
No, that's what I said. I call it a utility easement because I come from the utility.
Right. So I was making
so
that
far
example.
Off the street that you can have poles and whatever for utilities. Is that what we were talking about?
I guess.
The part off the street.
All I can tell you is there's a main in the road.
Yeah, I know.
And we have a right of way, and we are entitled to that piece of property from that main to that box that's existing on their property.
Yeah, you go.
It's
so
inside
far,
their property
you
line.
You go so far off the street into the property.
Property,
the
right. Yeah.
Do you happen to know what that is?
What do you mean? What?
Any city or county or anything else has a utility easement. It might be 5 feet, 10 feet, 15 feet.
It is what it's been placed in 1955.
So there's no utility easement.
yeah, we do have rights to that.
Question, you know, because like you said, but the thing we're talking about is the utility easement.
Okay, but it's
on your property.
All right.
My question was quick.
Yes.
In order to oppose this, do I have to be one of the affected parcel owners? Because I'm just a ratepayer, so I don't have the prerogative to oppose this, correct? Okay, I was just checking.
No.
Thank you.
So,
yes, sir.
Since we don't pay for use, we don't pay for the actual use of our water, why doesn't all properties pay the same fee? They have the capability of using, why don't they all pay the same fee?
What do you mean?
the vacant lots too?
Are you saying instead of give like Kathy a 25 a month fee, why don't just charge her the 49?
Well, or make ours figure out what it's going to be for your budget, and everybody that has the ability to get the service.
He's basically saying what a lot of other water districts do. Hamilton Branch is one of them. Lake Almanor West is one of them. But there are communities that, if there's a connection, whether you use it or not, you pay the same bill as a user. There's not a reduced rate. There's a same rate.
Got it.
There are many, many water districts that do it that way.
Oh, yeah.
So you're saying to lower our bill.
Right. I mean, we are in the Bay Area, and we pay for the actual gallons of water.
Right, right. Yeah. Which is probably coming someday.
Well, like I said,
the state, that's the state thing.
So it's 129 plus 29, so what's that? Like I said, I didn't teach math. 160.
158.
Thank you. Divided by whatever. The budget, and that's what I pay. Okay, who wants to do the math?
Okay.
Sorry.
Let me preface this by saying, having been on this board for many years, I'm all in favor of this. I think it's long overdue. I understand the need for it. But I'm also curious, I want to hear from a board member specifically. I know that the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association has weighed in on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to know, have you read those reports that Howard Jarvis has sent to the district?
I have, yes.
And what is your input? What's your response to the Howard Jarvis information? Because my understanding is they're poised to litigate. I understand we need to do this, but I understand perhaps, and I'm not well-versed on it, there have been procedural errors, or I don't know.
Yeah.
But so what is the board's response to what Howard Jarvis has communicated?
So I took it as he was just making sure that we were doing everything by the book, that we were in compliance with Proposition 218, and I felt that it was great to keep us on our toes. We replied with that we were doing everything correctly, and again, we consulted with the lawyer about it all, and they also agreed.
Can I ask you what attorney we're using? What lawyer? I mean, I keep hearing legal.
Pretense. It's Pretense Law out of Reading.
Pretense Law.
Pretense Law.
Prentice?
Yeah, it's the same one you guys were using.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I mean, just you guys.
After that. That was my opinion of it, and we did have a response back to their letter, and to my knowledge, we still have not received anything.
Yes,
from
we did.
Them.
Yes,
okay.
We received email earlier today. Was
okay.
It today
so
or
yesterday?
Yesterday. Yesterday.
I have not
yesterday. Them
today.
But we have not responded to that.
Okay.
Because when I did like I Googled it, right, and I looked at the information they provided, and. I'm going to forget the name of what needed a weighted ballot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we needed
that's
to do a weighted
an assessment.
Ballot. And so, you know,
that's. Yeah, what Eileen said, that would be if it were an assessment, and it is
right.
Not.
It's
it
a
fee.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And you see what's going to use to say something.
So,
no.
So,
well, other than, you
you've
know.
Seen the Howard Jarvis stuff, and you're satisfied that we are all in compliance. Because what I don't want is for us, us to expose ourselves to litigation.
Yeah.
You know, so I didn't know if it was worth tabling it for one more month to settle all those P's and Q's, or if it was, I don't know.
Thank you. Eileen, did you have one before?
Okay, I forgot what I was
going to
say.
Just one last comment.
Okay, I can't see my hair.
If we didn't have water service here, first of all, we wouldn't be here, and our lots would be worthless.
Sure.
Absolutely.
One other really quick question. I know you guys are talking about the water thing for quite some time. Are we still not allowed to water our neighbor's yard? Are we going to get paid $1,000? Because I am a freak.
There's no fine in place for that. It is in the ordinance. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to place water on any. Your water's supposed to stay on your lot.
Okay,
you
but
know.
I don't want a fire. And if we do get a fire, which we did the Dixie fire that scared the holy living shit out of me, I would really like to leave my little area for the water. Not the whole lot, but just by my house. So that
but you're not
there's no
fines
in
there.
There
are neighbors.
There were, it's been spoken about several times, especially with Sherry DeGraffy.
Yeah. But there are other neighbors. A lot of the neighbors are, well, those neighbors aren't there.
Yeah.
They mow the grass.
I do it all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
So
it's
you
neighbor right.
There's no fines that I'm aware of.
No,
they're
back
here.
Just, my neighbor was told no, and I'm not supposed to.
Anyways, we're on the public hearing now.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
So then I have just one kind of a question and a comment about that.
Okay.
And so if you say that it's not an assessment, but it's actually a fee.
Mm-hmm.
A fee indicates that you are obtaining a service from that. So in that case, I'm wondering exactly what the service is, because the service has the potential to exist to our property if we choose to put in a water hookup. However, we have not put in any kind of water hookup. And so there is no service being provided,
mm-hmm.
there is a potential for service,
mm-hmm.
and therefore there cannot be a fee. That's what I'm just going to say.
But the maintenance, they're maintaining.
I understand that. That means that a potential for service, but we are not collecting that service at this time.
That's
so
the way we look at it, but it's not.
Maybe a matter of semantics, but
how many observations?
We're going to get there, yeah, because we had to give everybody the chance to do written, you know, and all of the whole.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So the new fee, is there a purpose other than just general maintenance identified for this fee? Because it's going to add almost 10% to your budget. Does that mean if the vacant lot owners now who are paying this additional fee, that's going to reduce everybody else's bills?
No.
Well, what are you doing with all this extra money?
Extra money. So I want to clarify something just on that comment, because I'm a property owner here too, not just the fire chief. And to clarify that comment, we're a small CSD. We're not in it for profit. We're in it to keep our water service running. We're in it to make sure that we keep reasonable rates. And I think we have some of the most reasonable rates in the state.
Yeah.
I mean, just putting that out there, that's what that is. We're a very small district. We're not a profit.
Mm-hmm.
We're just here to provide service and make sure it flows well.
And that includes fire hydrants.
That includes
these are $5,000 a piece. We just,
yes.
The fire association actually donated them.
And somebody did ask me if fire hydrants belong to fire departments or water because of money.
Right.
They are the water departments.
Yeah.
We maintain them. We buy them. We put them in. The fire department's only issue with those is they use them.
These right here.
That's a fire hydrant right there. I'm sorry. I got a brand new one sitting on the wall there.
To the CSD.
What's that? From the fire
community
system.
Services district.
Okay. Okay, but anyhow, so anything else? Can I get back to that gentleman again? So try to break it down. It's an entire administration. You know, I mean, you really can't like say, oh, well, you know, that's for four horns and two bells, or you know, to pay this other person extra money or whatever. It's just part of the whole program that exists. And $100,000is an itty bitty budget. It really is an itty bitty budget.
But it hasn't been
how much is
$5,000.
That was $10,000 purchased right here.
So you got $10,000 sitting right there.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
To replace the ones that are currently broken. And we only need two.
No,
we
need
two. Oh, no.
All new ones. The whole nine yards.
So they get
don't
stop us.
Yeah.
Well,
can
we stop talking
for
you, please,
Julie?
June.
Thank you. Eileen has a comment or a question.
I just have a comment. I think we need to remember, too, the cost of everything has gone up substantially.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So even if these repairs were something that were reachable before, with the increase in the cost of everything, you know, there needs to be a give and take somewhere. I mean, now you're paying $6 for a gallon of gas. Back then, we paid $1.25.
Yep.
You know, so everything is going up. And yet we haven't.
It goes up too.
No, that doesn't. But we haven't. We can't even meet that anymore.
Just love
it. And my pay does not go up. I'm retired, and it does not go up with the cost of inflation. All right.
Okay.
Any other
public comment. All right. Seeing no further comment, I will close the public comment portion of the hearing at this time. All right.
What time is it? It is 7 o'clock. Okay. 7 p.m.
All right. Staff, please report whether a majority protest has been received.
It has not. I have, out of the 29 lots, I have one yes. I have 24 uncontested, and I have 3 no's, and one was returned to sender.
We have one yes, 24
uncontested, nobody's saying yay, nay, and 3 no's.
And we have three no's from one return to sender.
Where?
We have 3 no's from property owners?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, if no majority protest, based on the report that a majority protest has not been received, the board may consider adoption of the proposed property related fee. All right.
When does it start? When do they start?
July.
The fee would be July
1st.
Yeah.
Okay. July 1.
Oh, sorry. My bad. She's
like, right now. Right.
This was a long meeting. Sorry.
Oh, really?
Okay, so now we're resolutions.
Yeah, we have resolution.
Can I get a motion to adopt the water service availability fee as presented as a property related fee under Article D, Section 6, based on recovery of proportionate fixed costs for maintaining system capacity and readiness to serve?
I motion to approve that.
Do we have a second?
No.
You can second it.
You can break the tie.
You can break the tie.
All right.
I
think
you
want
to
say
it. I'm sorry.
Go ahead and
say it.
Sorry.
Be brave. It's okay.
So we had two yays and one nay.
Yes.
Agenda. We have action item, consider approval of updated water rules, rates, and regulations resolution 2026-07.
This is the one the committee worked on.
Yeah, that's the other thing that the magic committee looked on. They put a lot of time into it too. They really did.
It did look great. There's time.
And a lot.
Organized.
And since that passed, the only thing we have to add in here is the effective date.
Okay.
With the availability fee. Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. So, we need a motion.
The dog lives in the hall house. It'll cost
Okay.
We can move it to.
Yeah, it just is very great. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can I get a motion to approve of the updated water rules, rates, regulations, resolution 2026-07?
I'm motion to approve it.
Thank you.
Second. Jason, you next?
Perfect.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Matters initiated by the board.
I have a couple of things.
Okay.
one, I think I gave you all the dates. If your terms are coming up for renewal in December, you have to sign up with the county clerk between July 13th and August 7th.
Okay.
And I have a form for all of board members to sign so that the county auditor knows your signatures. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So I'll have this at the end.
Perfect. All right. Is that it? Our next meeting is Thursday, June 4th, 2026 at 6 p.m. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Don't forget we have the workshop.
Yes.
May I ask who drives the truck?
Which truck?
The fire truck.